By the end of November, over 23,000 students island-wide should receive tablets under the pilot phase of the Tablets in Schools initiative. More than 15,000 tablet computers have already been distributed to over 23 of the 38 schools earmarked to benefit under the pilot. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Polwell says all the necessary measures are being put in place to guarantee success of the project.
We are making sure that all the safeguards are in place, and we do have these planned ceremonies because we believe that it's important to go through them. So it is taking a little bit longer than we had anticipated, but throughout we are learning. It is a pilot and it is designed so that we can do the analysis as we look towards the future, and we already are clear that this project must continue. So we're now looking already at how we're going to roll out throughout the entire educational system.
Distribution of the tablets is being done by eLearning Jamaica Company Limited, an agency of the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, to the tune of some $1.4 billion. Junior Technology Minister Julian Robinson says the tablets will enhance the teaching and learning process while enabling more Jamaicans to become innovators.
This tablet is not just for you, because you're going to get it to take home as well. So it is for your family as well. It is for your parents who may have never used a tablet before. So we are ensuring that these tablets can reach out to the entire family, and so that we can not just transform the students themselves, but we can transform communities. And that is the vision that we have with this Tablets in School project.
Parents, teachers and students are generally optimistic about the Tablets in Schools project. One parent, Anika Jackson's daughter, is a student at the Renock Lodge All-Age School in Kingston. She says through the Tablets in Schools initiative, she expects her daughter's educational prospects to be greatly improved.
It's a good program for the kids. They will attend to learn more because they feel like it's a game they're doing. So they will put out more effort in learning.
She says as a parent, she's particularly interested in knowing more about the tablet computer and how it can help her to be more involved in her child's education.
Even if it cannot read or write, the tablet will help you as parents who don't upgrade educationally enough. So this will make you more put interest in it.
Another parent, Karen Davis, shares similar sentiments.
I don't know by the time she come in, tell her she's tired, but this time she want to know about it, go to me and help her. I'm glad for it, Baron.
The pilot Tablets in Schools project targets a total of 24,000 students and 1,200 teachers at 13 primary, 12 high schools, 6 pre-primary, 5 all-age and junior high schools, 1 teacher's college and 1 special education institution.
We have found that the tablets in these schools have served to enliven the school, to increase the staff morale, and it's just a total transformation. So we are pleased that the schools were selected by the Ministry of Education. Next year, when we go to the wider number, it will be done on a different basis because we want all the schools to be a part of this eventually.
Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Polwell. Following a review of the pilot, the program will be rolled out across the island to benefit 600,000 students and teachers.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the school as for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Just GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.